This is a test of the Maono PM500 large diaphragm condenser microphone with the Shure A7WS windscreen. I'm Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting, Technotour, and Pro Video Coalition. Even though the Maono PM500 comes with a pop filter, which is fairly good, by itself it's still not perfect to prevent plosives or excessive breathing sounds at the optimum distance. That's why I'm using the Shure A7WS windscreen together with the Maono PM500's included pop filter. The Shure A7WS is not the same as the so-called presidential Shure A81WS I have used with several other microphones. Instead, the A7WS has a much larger diameter and is the thicker of the two windscreens that come with the US$399 Shure SM7B, and is fortunately also sold as an accessory for only about US$20, as opposed to the approximately US$30 for the A81WS for much narrower microphones. In addition to being much more resistant to plosives than the included pop filter that comes with the PM500 on its own, the A7WS is also dramatically much better at reducing excessive breath sounds compared with the included Maono pop filter by itself, or any other windscreen or pop filter I've ever tried so far of this diameter. Most of the windscreens I have ever tested, with the notable exception of the WS2 from Rode, has been ineffective at reducing plosives, B&B explosive sounds, let alone excessive breath sounds. My ears are very sensitive to both of these two issues, plosives and excessive breath sounds, which, in my humble opinion, make audio or audiovisual production sound both irritating and unprofessional. That's why I'm reviewing the Maono PM500 at its ideal distance together with the A7WS. Whether you're using the PM500 for live broadcasting or pre-recording for a later edit, it's better to make the breathing sound natural directly from the microphone, rather than having to attenuate the breath sounds later, if you even have time to do that. If you would like to hear how the PM500 sounds with the included pop filter and without the Shure A7WS, I highly recommend Tammy Sipnuski's excellent review and have linked it within the article. Tammy produced a great review of the stock version of the PM500. The PM500 has a nearly flat response, as you'll see in the graphic in the article. The PM500 has a standard cardioid pickup pattern, which is ideal for many in-studio applications. Of course, I'm recording at our absolute standard 48 kHz sampling frequency. Visit 48kHzAlliance.com as well as combinedhosting.com for more information. The PM500 has a single connection, which is a balanced XLR output, which requires 48 volts phantom power, which is being supplied by the Rodecaster Pro, which I'm using as the preamp and A to D converter to my mono recording in Hindenburg Journalist Pro, my favorite multi-track audio recorder for conventional computers for audio storytelling. So far in this recording, I have no processing active in the Rodecaster Pro. Ahead, I'm going to activate the Aphex Oral Exciter in the Rodecaster Pro, but it's still inactive right now. Just to be clear, the Aphex Oral Exciter is spelled A-U-R-A-L. I'm going to read one of WKRP's slogans, which includes six of the letter S and soft C sounds in English, so you can hear the difference, first without the oral exciter and later with it. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I have now activated the Aphex Oral Exciter in the Rodecaster Pro, and I'll repeat the slogan. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I have now deactivated the oral exciter. In a moment, I'm going to activate the Aphex Big Bottom in the Rodecaster Pro and repeat that slogan. The Aphex Big Bottom is now active and the oral exciter is not. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I have activated both the oral exciter and the big bottom. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I have now deactivated all processing in the Rodecaster Pro, and I'll test the PM500 microphone and the included shock mount for shock resistance. The PM500 is mounted in my Heil PL2T flexible boom, which I like since it hides the cabling and is among few in this price range to do that. I'll tap the table very lightly. Now I'll tap the PL2T flexible bloom itself very lightly. I am very impressed at how well the Maono's PM500 included shock mount performs. This is much better than some other microphones I have reviewed recently, which promises inboard shock absorption but fail miserably with that detail. Now I'll read our standard text to test microphones, preamplifiers, and A to D converters without any audio processing from the Rodecaster Pro. But first, we'll listen to 11 seconds of silence, courtesy of your local library, so we can hear any system noise, which is different from acoustic room noise. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3. My translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repetimos, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.